I want to stick with the Fed and the markets now and bring in Neela Richardson. She is chief economist at ADP. Neela, always good to see you. So let's start with what we just heard from Fed Chief Powell. Do you believe that these rate hikes should remain on track as he says they are, or should the Fed pause given the war in Ukraine?
I think they should be on track. We are already looking at inflation by the Consumer Price Index, a headline inflation of 7.5%. This is already here with us. And if you look to what's going on in the oil markets with oil prices jumping to over $100 a barrel, it doesn't look like the developments in the Ukraine and Russia by any stretch of the imagination are deflationary at this point. So all indicators in my mind point to the need to act decisively on inflation. And to the point of how big the first step is, I think it matters less whether it's 25 or 50. That first step, how big it is, it's more how far the Fed can walk to contain inflation and get price levels back to a more comfortable rate of change.
And I think that's the question. How far can they walk comfortably, as you put it? Because Powell and company are really doing this balancing act between inflation and recession, or perhaps stagflation. What are your thoughts on the best ways the Fed can sort of maintain balance to get its arms around these higher prices, but not force or plunge this economy into a situation where we could be looking at a recession?
Well, I don't want to downplay the uncertainty, especially given recent events that the Fed is grappling with. But I do want to point out that the consumer, which is the bulk of the economy, looks like it has strong footing. You know, we're seeing spending stay strong in the face of inflation. What we want is to make sure that continues as the year progresses. And so, in my mind, it's really about containing inflation. That not only has effects for spending, for markets, but also for the labor market, where wages for the typical worker is not keeping up with inflation. Chair Powell mentions that at the lower end of the wage spectrum, you're seeing that big increase. However, if you look at the typical worker, their wages did not go up by 7.5% or 8% from a year ago. And so it's important for Main Street that inflation comes under control so that dollar goes as far as it did in terms of meeting the needs of the typical American consumer.
I want to talk about the job market. I know last night during the State of the Union, President Biden touted how many jobs have been created on his watch as we continue to pull out of the pandemic. Today, we got the ADP numbers, companies adding 475,000 jobs in February, much better than expected. But Neela, I think what's really stealing the spotlight is that revised number for the prior month, for January, sharply higher, showing actually a strong job gains instead of losses. Just sort of wondering, how can a number or survey like that be off by so much? And then what are your expectations for the monthly jobs report on Friday?
Right. So that revision was part of the yearly annual process that's been co-developed by Moody's Analytics and ADP in order to adjust the numbers to the BLS revisions and something called the QCEW, which is a near complete census of workers and jobs in the United States. So it happens every year that there is this revision. It mirrors the revision and re-benchmarking that the BLS takes in January. What we saw in that BLS revision is an upward increase in November and December, closer to the ADP estimate at that time. But what the NER model does is it incorporates those revisions into the new estimate. And that's what you see in the January revision and this latest number. What it also means on a macro level is that Omicron has had less of an effect on the jobs market than other variants. And I think that's good news to kind of conclude the point on, is that it looks like that the labor market has created a muscle, gathered some resilience in navigating the pandemic. And as Omicron fades, it looks like as well that the labor market is in good position to see solid gains through the course of the year.
And Neela, before we let you go, I want to get your take on the housing market, which we know has been a pillar of strength for this economy. But we also know mortgage rates are moving higher. Jay Powell just said as much to lawmakers. What do you see as the role of the housing market in economic growth for this year and into next?
You know, Alexis, housing is one of my favorite markets. It tends to lead the economy into and out of recessions. What we've seen over the last 2 years is that the housing market has been incredibly hot. But we've also seen a 20% year-over-year price in the median sales price, and inventories at record lows. So that is not a good position for home buyers. And one thing that we know about the housing market is those price increases trickle down to the affordable segment of the market, which tends to be even more challenged by inventory. So overall, I think housing is something to watch. It's really important. It's the biggest part of the consumer household budget. And price increases are not just being driven by inflation dynamics tied to the pandemic, but this chronically undersupplied market that we've had in housing for the past decade, especially in the affordable segment.
All right. Neela Richardson, Chief Economist at ADP. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.